Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I'm Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to Carnegie Science Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Connie George. I'm Senior Director of Marketing for Carnegie Science Center, one of the four Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh.
Robots and railroads, oh my, there's really so much to see at Carnegie Science Center in Pittsburgh. What can folks experience from a visit?
Well, our Robot Hall of Fame is a compilation of many different robots that have been made famous in history, including R2-D2 and C-3PO.
R2-D2, Your Highness.
So there's about 12 robots, all from different eras, from different classic movies.
It seems that he is carrying a message from an Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Our miniature railroad and village is the largest miniature railroad and village in the state of Pennsylvania. It has many different fun animations throughout, so over 100 animations, about 60 different models, and you'll see falling water, you'll see Forbes Field.
There goes deep into center field.
You'll see a play out of Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow. So the miniature railroad and village depicts all the different icons of the Western Pennsylvania region before 1945.
Wow. So kind of a glimpse in history as well. And it rather large, the display. How much space does that take up?
It's the size of 10 normal rooms in someone's house. And then this summer, we're celebrating the summer of rhythm and sound. And we have a traveling guitar exhibition that's from the National Guitar Museum. So there's over 70 different guitars, including Lucille. And there's also the largest playable guitar in the world. It's 30 feet long. So it's a really exciting traveling exhibit that will be there through September. And we have concerts coming up.
See who can resist walking over and touching and playing that big, huge guitar.
I know, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? We're excited to have that and offer that as a part of general admission, so it's not an extra charge.
The other thing that caught my attention was the Body Works and the interactive exhibits with that.
Body Works is basically how our bodies are designed, how we think, how we sense. So there's different interactive exhibits there. You can compare your heartbeat to a cow's heartbeat. You can see what a clogged artery looks like. You can put together a skeleton through x-rays on a light board. You can monitor your own heartbeat. And there's many exciting, fun exhibits that are interactive in Body Works. And we also have shows. We do live demonstration theater shows, at least two every day, and they're also included with general admission. In addition to, we have Buell Planetarium shows happening every day, and they're really exciting shows because Buell Planetarium is a premier full-dome theater where you can actually see the night sky and travel to different parts of the universe and many solar systems without leaving your seat, and it's all renovated. We have a new dome, very, very comfortable seats, and it's just an exciting time. We also just hired an astronomy expert from Santa Ana, California, and he's there to manage the Buell Planetarium, and he has lots of great ideas for things to come this summer and beyond.
Thank you so much for that. What can visitors expect for parking and admission rates? What can visitors expect for parking and admission rates?
Parking is really inexpensive. It's only $5. And admission is $20 for adults and $14 for children.
I'm guessing the parking is per vehicle, right?
It is per vehicle, and it's right outside our door. We always have ample parking.
I saw that you have some tips for that on the website of how to take care of that. I'm also familiar with nearby Point State Park and Duquesne Incline. What else might folks visit that's close by?
You could go to the National Aviary. That's the National Aviary, which is very amazing. There's also an art gallery called Mattress Factory. It's not just art on walls. It's art all around you. It's very immersive. And, of course, there's the Children's Museum and Randyland, covered with outdoor artwork and sculptures. And it's very colorful and fun to walk through, and it's free. One thing that's really, really popular with tourists, it's the Andy Warhol Museum, which is also on the north side. That features all of Andy Warhol's art. And on the North Shore, you can walk along the trail. The Science Center's right on the river, the Ohio River, and it overlooks Point State Park. So you can walk along the river trail. There's water steps that you can jump in the water if you like. And there's also boating. You can rent kayaks, and you can catch a pirate game while you're here, too.
So much to do. Connie, where can we learn more about the Carnegie Science Center?
You can log on to carnegiesciencecenter.org. There's programs for children, programs for adults, programs for everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on this staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new destination in New York State.